So time to see whether we can rehome one of the beautiful pets who are being cared for with love and attention at the Bendigo Animal Relief Centre, Bark. And Ben from Bark is with us. Ben, morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Robert. Thanks for having us on again.
You're very welcome, mate. Now, we've got Shelby. I say beautiful. I think, you know, sometimes dogs with a less than classic beauty themselves are absolutely beautiful, and I think she is too.
Oh, like I tell everyone I meet, even ugly people need love. And Shelby's a unique-looking dog, but she's full of love and excitement and looking for a much-needed home.
Yeah, well, if you look at the photo on our Facebook page, she's got the biggest smile. She looks fantastic.
She sure does. So she bounces into life and just loves being around people. So she's a four-year-old American Bulldog, not as big as some of the American Bulldogs we see. She's quite small in stature. She's an absolutely lovely dog who's been looking for a home for a little while. And she came into Bark with a bit of a sad story. So living with another dog that was a bit dominant over her and pushing his boundaries and just, you know, having a go at her a little bit. So she's very much in need of love and someone patient and understanding and wanting to welcome her into a home.
And, you know, you can see that. I know of someone like it was a greyhound adoption, but I saw this dog when it first went to this person's home and you know, basically just cowered in the corner. You know, within a couple of months, you wouldn't have thought it was the same dog once it gets its confidence back, and all of that just comes through love.
100%, yeah. So, look, we're also looking for foster options for Shelby and all the other dogs in our home. So if you wanted to open the door to Shelby or any of the other dogs, come in and speak to Bark about fostering an animal, and she can go into your home for a trial period and see how she fits. But we're pretty confident you'd fall in love with her pretty quickly and not want to bring her back.
So what are some of the, I guess, I don't know what the term is, idiosyncrasies or whatever in relation to Shelby in terms of the sort of home environment that she needs?
Yeah, so obviously looking for a home with no other dogs, just due to her past history, and not recommend for a home with cats or small animals. But a home with kids would be ideal. The kids sort of five and older that would love to play and throw a ball for Shelby and then cuddle up on the couch and watch their favourite movie or do their homework would be ideal.
Yeah, and she needs a fairly secure place, though.
Very much so. So, yeah, most of our dogs require a secure home, but Shelby just needs that security of some high fences so she can feel contained and safe. She loves her walks. She loves going on walks every day. She walks really well on a lead. But just needs a little bit more training in regards to being comfortable around other dogs.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, she looks a beauty. If people want to find out more, as I said, it's on our Facebook page. How can they contact you guys?
Yeah, so she's up on our website, bendigoanimalreliefcentre.com.au, or they can give us a call on 5441-2209. And if I can just reiterate, Robbo, we're just pushing for foster carers at the moment. We've seen quite a lot of animals come into our care in need of homes, like all rescues are. So if we can build our foster network and give those options to people to have animals in their home for a short time, that's certainly fantastic for the animals and increases their future outcome.
What sort of length of time generally or do people need to have a foster animal for? Is there any sort of any set guidelines there?
No, look, it really varies depending on the people's abilities and the animal's needs. So, look, anywhere from a week. We fostered dogs out, you know, for a weekend sometimes just to give them that break from the shelter and get them into a home environment. But ideally, we'd like to put them in the home for sort of a week to two, let them settle in, let them decompress, and that's when we start to see their true nature and we're able to ensure, you know, we can give more information to their adoptive owners. Yeah. And what we hope is that the foster carers fall madly in love and don't want to bring them back.
Yes, that is the plan. Terrific stuff, Ben. All right, well, listen, Shelby, all the details you've just got. So thanks very much indeed, Ben, and we'll talk to you or one of your colleagues again next week.
Lovely. Thanks, Robert. Hopefully find this girl a lovely home.
Yes, indeed. Good on you, mate. Ben from Bark.